Hello and welcome to this 5 minute quick episode on data centers as part of the 180 Degrees podcast. I'm Sinead Ryan and I'm joined by Margie McCarthy and Dr. Leigh Carroll of the SEAI to talk about, well, let's call it the big elephant in the room of data centers. Leigh, how much energy do data centers use of our electricity in Ireland?
So data centers currently use about 20% of our electricity, or about 4% in total of all of Ireland's energy.
So that's a small building the size of a town in terms of their usage.
Yeah, so there's about 80 data centers in the country, and they currently have approximately the same electricity demand as the residential sector. So that's 2 million houses.
Wow, that's a lot. Margie, how does that fit in with our climate action targets for 2030 and indeed 2050? Because we don't generate enough renewables to support that.
So it's a timing issue. Data centres represent a large demand increase, and we're doing everything we can to accelerate the deployment of renewables in this country. We have a significant target for 80% renewable electricity by 2030. So we have to ensure that if data centres come online between now and getting our renewables fully deployed, that they're in areas where they're not going to cause a constraint on the grid, and that they are both using and helping to deploy large-scale renewables onto the system.
Okay, Leigh, are all the people living in those millions of houses know full well what they're expected to do in terms of cutting back on their electricity? And even if they didn't want to do them, their bills would make them do it. Are the data centres doing enough?
Yeah, I guess the data centres are driving towards energy efficiency themselves. And then going forward as well, they need to bring with them renewable purchase power agreements to ensure that they're bringing to the table enough renewable electricity to power their own use.
They're very important to the economy, Margie, and we do want to encourage them. Planning has been halted for the time being to allow us to catch up, as it were. What would you say to any future data centre operator who wanted to set up in Ireland?
To ensure that they are working with the system to meet our climate obligations, so that they're playing their part to for flexibility within the electricity system, and that they are, as Leigh pointed out, using corporate power purchase agreements to ensure that they're both commissioning and deploying additional renewables that are equivalent to the demand that they'll need themselves in the data centres, and then they're contributing to Ireland's decarbonisation pathway.
It's a fine balancing act, Leigh. We want data centres and they need us. Why do they like Ireland so much?
So there's a couple of factors. Famously, people speak about a lot of P's. So around the policies that we have, the people, the English-speaking workforce as well, the proximity. We have a high density of data centres in and around Dublin, and that can bring advantages. We have a stable power supply for big customers. We have pedigree of working with international companies and for bringing foreign direct investment in. And we have what are called pipes. We have a strong local connection. We have the T50 and the Metro Express line around Dublin. And we also have strong offshore fibre connection to the US and to Europe.
Is it prestigious, Margie, having data centres in Ireland?
Ooh, is it prestigious? I mean, it does play a big role in identifying us as a technology centre globally. We just have to make sure that that's balanced with also being a leader in sustainability in the globe. And so the conditions that we need to put on any data centres being commissioned in Ireland have to be aligned to our climate obligations. And we're seeing that in the various things, making sure that we're capturing waste heat from them, making sure that they are not causing constraints on the grid, and also making sure that they are adding renewables equivalent to their needs. Making sure those three things are in place means that we will have a sustainable centre for data centres globally.
So we like data centres, but only on our terms. All right. Well, listen, that's our mini episode for this week on data centres. If you want to listen back to the full episode, well, then, of course, you can do so, because Margie and Leigh joined me in that. It is up on the podcast now. Just search for 180 Degrees, wherever you get your podcasts from. And we look forward to seeing you next time here on 180 Degrees.